What is going on, guys? Podcast episode 15, 16. With me today, I have some very special guests. This is my first three-person podcast. Normally, I only do two people. So far, my returning guests have been Jordan.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend. So
nice.
Yeah, not bad. Sweet. And you know, I'm posting a podcast one a week. So had to have you guys on.
Glad to be here.
So who are we with? Who's with us in the room today?
All right. Well, my name's Alex McKercher, longtime friend of Bryson. Yeah. You know, probably a decade now.
Yeah. So people who listen to this are probably like our buddies too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Until I go global.
Taking over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Eddie were actually listening to Jordan's on the way back.
Yeah.
And this is Chris Giotti, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we've been friends for quite some time too.
Yeah, the SFA days.
SFA days, and then I fucking dipped out and went all the way to Homelands.
Oh, that's right. Why did you end up going to
Homelands? Because I'm retired. Because
wasn't it like your parents didn't like the Catholic schools anymore?
They weren't. No. Literally, that, it's like literally that? Because I was retired. They're literally just like, really? You can't fucking read. And
you just like grade four?
yeah, exactly. Oh. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, I should really start picking up. But yeah, I just left and... That's what it was. It was.
Yeah.
I went from there because they wouldn't give me the help. They're like, "No, your son's not retarded."
And oh,
they're
really?
Like, yeah. They're like, "He can't read."
That's interesting. And then I remember, good. Like, do you guys remember Corey Lazzarato?
Yeah. Of course, right? I know.
Do you remember him?
No.
Okay.
His older brother's Gregory, right?
Yeah,
Gregory
yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh,
yeah. Do you know Gigi Gorgeous? Yeah. His little brother. Her little brother.
Her little brother. You got it.
Went to SFA. I was like good buddies with them, and. Yeah, he same sort of thing. He left school, not that he was like stupid or anything, but he left to a school like, well, his parent, he came from money, but he left to a school where it was like smaller classrooms, and I guess they would like get more focus or attention.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting, but I wonder at which point, like, do you sort of remove yourself from certain like social things? It's almost like people who get like homeschooled.
Oh yeah,
it's like, sure, they're gonna get all the attention or whatever.
Yeah,
but like, They're not going to make friends. And that not, at the end of the day, like, the best part of school?
Yeah, exactly. The worst is, like, when you're going into grade 8, grade 9, and then your teacher calls your mom, and they're like, you're at a grade 4 reading level. And you're like,
just me?
It's like, how did I make it this far, you know?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Grade 9 was 10 years ago.
Isn't
that wild?
Holy shit.
And I know we're still, like, babies compared to, like, our parents and shit like that. But
yeah.
And we're at least old enough to like be like, holy shit, time is like ticking, you know what I mean? And when you stop and think about it, that's when you sort of get that overwhelming feeling of like, holy shit, it's been 10 years since, you know, school, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, no, man, I don't even count down the days for things anymore. Like we're heading out to Whistler, and my younger days, I'd be like counting down like 50 days left, 49, and then now it just comes and goes like nothing. So I try not to
November.
Yeah.
November, and I didn't even think about it. And now, it's still surreal. Like, I'm going to get on the plane and be like, oh, I'm actually going.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know what it is? Waking up every day and just going to work and going through the routines.
It's so true. That's what it is. It's the routine. It's the day-to-day activities that you do over and over and over. And even though each day is different, that's when you, like, look back in hindsight and be like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
Because that's why. That's the one thing where it's just like, man, I should have... People always go, oh, I should have gone out more. I should have done this more. You know, I wish I snowboarded a bit more. I wish I went to do this. You know? That's why I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go out. I'm a psychopath, though. When it comes to it, I'm a psychopath.
I'm kind of the opposite because it's like, I don't know. Like, when it comes to going downtown and I don't know. There's part of me that's just like, you know, every once in a while, I do love it. Like, I went out with you guys, like...
Yeah.
You know, maybe in September, October. Yeah, we had a fucking blast. But, like, you know what? Sometimes I need, like, an extended break just to almost be like, okay, I miss doing that or something like that. But for me, it's the hangovers, man. And I don't have that sort of self-control. It's not that I spiral into, you know, a sloppy mess at the end of the night, but there's no, like, in-between for me. It's either I'm having one drink or I'm having 10.
Well, I'm the complete opposite. I turn into sloppy mess. And I'm like, you did this to yourself, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I recently retired going out, man. I haven't gone out And like, I think once in the last like year.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I just couldn't do it, man. Like, not only the money thing, but man, the hangover. I'm such a pussy when it comes to the hangover. Like, I was the worst. I was a classic all day Sunday. Like, wake up at 10 a.m., eat breakfast, go back to bed till 4 p.m. Yeah, puke, exactly. You know what I mean? You smoke a bowl.
I'm the worst.
And then like Monday comes around and you're just like, I just wasted 24 hours. You know what I mean? And
I know. It's so crazy. Couldn't.
And like, man, the Uber. The thing is, man, I was spending like $500 a month on Ubers. Like, that's not even alcohol or like whatever else, you know what I mean? Like, just to get to and from the club was ridiculous.
I specifically remember the drunkest I've ever been in my life, and I can't remember if you guys were there, but it was with Eddie and all those guys. So I just finished, so I worked at Costco for 5 years. I worked nights in the merchandising department, stocking shelves, and everybody would leave, and my shifts were typically from 6:30 to 11:30. Except on weekends where the store would close earlier so we would be able to do things quicker. And so I made a deal with my boss that if I did my work correctly and quickly, I could leave at say like 10 o'clock. Because usually you stay a little bit later to help everybody else out. So I leave at 10 o'clock and that's when the boys are just finishing up the pre-drink or pretty much getting it started. So I zip home, which wasn't too far away. And luckily before my shift, I had like a Mickey of vodka that I had. And so they're on the train, right? And I'm in this house, which is close by to Poor Credit Go Station. So I shit, shower, shave, get dressed, head over to Poor Credit Go. And I literally, you guys had gone on, once again, I can't remember if you were there. It was just one of those Gracie nights. There's been so many. Classic. So I can't point out a date where you guys all may have been there.
It was always like, let's go to a bar.
Gracie's?
Exactly. It's not like there's 100 bars in Toronto.
Literally. One. And so they had gotten on Clarkson, I had gotten on Poor Credit. So we're literally on the same train and I'm like going through each individual train to find them. The car is trying to look for them. Exactly. So finally I meet up with them and, you know, I have until that moment when we meet up to literally the time I got into the door at Gracie's to finish that Mickey that I had. Or at least drink most of it. Right?
Yeah.
And so for sure on the train, I had drank like half of the Mickey, you know, just like literally.
Straight.
I don't think I had Chase. Like, I was just like, sipping it back, putting through it. So, go there, and then, of course, I'm feeling a little bit buzzed, but it still hasn't hit me yet, right?
Still digesting.
Yeah,
you know? So. You just chug the Mickey, it takes like 20 minutes at least.
Yeah, no, but I didn't finish it. So, I drank half of it, and then I get to the door. It was just sort of that one last chug, but there was still like a good third of it left. Right. So I didn't completely finish it. And so I just chucked it, whatever. We get to the door and of course when I get in there and I'm feeling nice or whatever. And so I remember I was with Nick for sure. And, me and him were just like, yo, like, let's get a round of, like a pint of beer and a shot. And that's like where every time we go up and to get a drink, we'll get a pint of beer and a shot. And I think I did 3 rounds of that. And that was when things.
Are you chugging the beers too? Like,
I was chugging them. Yeah, but that's when the night ended. Next thing you know, like a movie, the beginning of The Hangover. I wake up, I'm in my bed, and I'm literally still drunk. And I'm like, I have no idea how I got here. And so, of course, after these types of nights, the first thing that you do is you check to make sure that you have your phone and your
spectacles,
wallet.
Testicles, wallet. But
the crazy thing is, so I'm like, I don't know how I got home basically. So I think I was texting Kanadi and I was just like, dude, like, what the hell happened? He's like, bro, we found you like strolling the streets of Toronto, like just literally walking on your own, like wobbling like I'm
so penguin. Lucky.
So he's like, I grabbed you, threw you in a cab, and just gave him your address, and
that was funny.
Yeah, man.
I've had one of those nights. One of those nights downtown. We were at AJ's like girlfriend's apartment, and I just got like belligerent. We were waiting for some party favors to come, so I was fucking drinking extra hard. They didn't end up showing up. Then I ended up like blacking out immediately.
Oh my god!
Rightfully so. Like AJ's girlfriend, she's like, "Yeah, this guy's got to go. He's a mess." So I ended up leaving, and I'm wandering around the fucking streets of Toronto. I pull my pants down and I go to take a piss on one of the subway platforms, like the little inlet they have there, and I just fucking fall over and eat shit, piss all over myself, and I'm like butt naked. I just lay there, pull up my pants a little bit, and it's a blackout, and I come to these two girls and a dude taking Snapchat pictures with me, like dead guy, and I'm just like, oh my god, so flustered, man, like I couldn't... one of the dudes was actually nice. He helped me up. He's like, yo, do you need like an ambulance or something? Because I was in that bad of shape. Yeah. But yeah, it was one of those nights. I ended up calling my mom, man. And then my mom ended up coming downtown at like 1:30. Yeah, that's just when like you can't even save face. Like, you know what I mean? You're an absolute mess. But the moms came in and saved the night.
Yeah, that's happened to me before, but it ended a little bit differently. I remember it was New Year's 1 year, and you know how it's like getting a cab on New Year's.
Yeah.
And I just drank too much, forgot what happened. By the time I started like remembering what was going on, my buddies were gone. I don't know why, and I've been known to be like, yeah, just go all
yeah, I'm good,
figure
I'm
it
good.
Out. But sure enough, I'm standing at this house in Oakville, and the dude's like, hey, bro, like, you gotta leave. I don't know you. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, let me call a cab. And, of course, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I ended up calling my parents. And they're like, figure it out, dude.
Yeah, you're an adult now.
No, but I think, you know. No, but I don't know why I did. But, you know, it was New Year's. Like, so but rightly so, it was New Year's. So they probably had, like, a glass or two of champagne. They're like, I'm not fucking driving. Like, figure it out. You're an adult. Like, and then eventually you get a cab. And
I'd call my uncle. I'd be like, hey, I need you.
Yeah, you always have that one family member that's cool. That would, like, save you the bunch, you know what I mean? Yeah,
he's my dad's twin, of course. He's help me out. He'd come to the bar and drink with me if he had to. Man, I don't know how you guys black out. I never black out in my life.
That's because you haven't drank that much. Man. No, I'm joking. I'm just fucking joking. It's not by choice.
Yeah, it's not like tonight. It's not like, hey. We're black. Yeah. I never had a good night when I black out. Like, even when people tell you, oh, yeah, you were fine, you were this and that. But it's like, I don't even remember having fun. Like, what was the point of going out if I'm just like getting ready to go to the club, the next thing I know, I'm waking up in my bed, and I'm like, yo, where'd all the fun go? Did I talk to anybody? Like, did I accomplish anything? Not there's much to accomplish,
you know,
but
especially when it came, because you know what it's like when you're a guy going out, like, you just want to sort of talk to girls, pick up girls or whatever, I never did well in those, like, dance club type places, where it's like, you can't talk, you know what I mean, everybody's with their own clique or whatever, so I was just like, you know, it was too loud to talk to anybody, and I was never, like, I was at some point, like, really into, like, house music and dance music, but it came to a point where it's just like, you know what, unless we're going to a bar, like, you know, I'll just, you know, stay put.
Oh, yeah. But, I think EDM plays are, like, the places to drink a little more and not talk,
That's true.
That's the place you get, just like, dance. A little wild dance, you know?
Yeah.
Smoke something, you know?
Yeah. A lot of eyes, you know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of, like,
That's what it is, right?
But, man, those festivals were good, though. I remember I was big into those. I actually only did once, but I was supposed to go to Veld, but I was like bedridden. Digital Dreams, like Digital, maybe 2014.
Oh yeah,
dude, that seems like so long ago. Yeah,
I want to go to that fucking the country one. There's the girls there.
What's that one? Boots and Hearts. My aunt and uncle go to that.
They're families go. Families go.
They say it's nice.
Trailers. Coworker that goes, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we go with our kids, and our kids are in university." I'm like, "That sounds terrible." I could imagine being like 19, 20, and like you're going to Boots and Hearts with your family. Like, fuck.
I think it's a different family, you know. And I think of my family, I'm like, I don't even fucking. I was like, "Hey, you want a beer?" And I'm like. Oh, like, I don't drink.
Here, I've heard of that.
Interesting. Oh, no, I don't like the taste at all.
Yeah.
Right? Just chug it right back. But
that's what everyone starts out. Like, I remember not liking beer or whatever.
Yeah, hating it, man. I remember the first time.
I fucking love beer.
I remember the first time I ever drank. I was like, I was dating this chick, Sandra, and we were in grade 10 at a New Year's party, and they were all drinking shots, and they would like tally the shots on their hand that they took. So at the end of the night, they had like 4 or 5 tallies, and they were wasted. And I was too scared to drink at the time. So then I ended up going home, and this is like me, like, I don't know, New Year's has passed now. It's like 1 a.m., and I'm by myself, and I'm just started, like, taking shots in my parents' basement, like, doing the same gay tallies that they were doing.
Yeah.
And then 6 shots in, I ended up blacking out hard, throwing up all over the pool table, man. My parents got this, like, beautiful new fucking pool table with the green felt, and I'm just, like, chucking, throwing up on it. It was horrible.
Not the table!
I know. I remember the funniest thing ever was trying to walk straight. I was walking like a line in between the tiles to keep my balance. And I was absolutely shittered. And I was probably, I waited late actually. I think I was like 16, like 16, 17. Not that that's late, but
Thing for me is that I had two older siblings, so I was used to them like doing their own thing.
They're like forced.
But you guys are both the oldest, right? Things sort of started with you guys had to sort of carve the way. And now, wouldn't you agree that Max has it easy?
Oh, bro.
When it came to like, especially when it came to like going out and
we
stuff.
We roll blunts now in front of my mom, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, there's weed everywhere. She's drinking. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So, right? Kind of like, you know, I had to take the brunt end of it. I remember like a fucking gram of weed would get me kicked out of the house. And then now, like, me and Max are like smoking blunts in front of our mom. And it's like,
it's crazy.
It's like passe now. Oh, man, it has. It has.
It's weird.
It's fucked.
And, but to be honest, once weed legalized, I always thought, I thought it would be bigger. I thought it would be a bigger deal. You know, like, I thought that, because everybody was all into the stocks, like, oh, like, have you gotten weed stocks?
Yeah.
But that never really took off. And
no, not crazily. A little bit. I know my buddy at work invests. He said he's doing half decent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, it, not
it's,
like
it's
the...
A, it it fluctuates, right?
Definitely.
So,
Like, I invested, and I invested 3 years ago. I started with stocks that started at... One started at $2. I bought at like $186.
So you got in early, I guess. So that was your advantage.
It was right when they started talking about it. I was like, I'm...
Yeah.
Like, even a little bit before, but I told AJ, I was like, yo, AJ, what do you think about these? He's like, I think they're okay, but it's risky as hell because you don't know what the government's going to do. And I was like, yeah, you know what?
You buy a little bit, but you're like, okay, I'll just put in whatever amount.
But yeah,
but you had to go to your bank and set up a trading account, right?
No, I have an online thing called Quest Trade, and I do it all from my phone.
Oh,
really? So you like?
Do you put in your credit card or something like that, or is it?
Yeah, credit card. And then you got to do like the SIN number, and they have to like approve it and stuff. And like, it's intense, but man, I'm telling you do the research, you're gonna come out on top. That's what it is. Like, of course, yes, it is. It literally gambling, but I'd rather play this than play the lottery.
It is, right?
Like,
because you can make a formed decision, but with the lottery, there's no informed decision. You're literally entering a raffle, like, and there's 30 million other people in the raffle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's more of like betting on a horse. That's why I see stocks as. Like, you're betting on, like, there were, like, I looked it up. I was like, okay, I did the research. Out of 25 different marijuana companies, I'm like, these three look good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this one because it looks a little sketchy. And these two look really good. And that one that looked a little sketchy just got bought out. So now there's the two top ones. I bought one at $5. It's at $50 now. And I bought another one at $2 at $10.
Wow.
Nice.
And it's just like, they haven't even, like, you have to think about it too. They want to hit that global market. Like, Canada.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just, it doesn't seem like a big deal here, but you have to understand how many people actually, like, smoke inside their house. It's not like it's going to change in the next like 10 years where people are going to see people smoking a lot more outside now. Mm-hmm. Like, when it got legal, like, the first week I'd go to like bars and stuff, I'd just smell it outside.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of that.
I see a guy with
is that not allowed?
No, it is allowed.
You can smoke it anywhere you can smoke cigarettes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, like, okay, not within a hospital, not within
100 meters from whatever your grandma's house.
But, like, just seeing a guy just out in the open, just with a pipe, just trying to start it. I feel strange now, man.
I'm
trying to, like, hide it.
We did it a couple weeks ago. Or, no, a couple months ago. Outside of door 55.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And you're like, I'm allowed.
Weird. You're like looking over your shoulders.
You almost want to hide. You're like, the allure is gone now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It was kind of sexy to go behind like an alleyway. You're like, fucking, you barely get it lit. It's under your jacket.
Yeah.
Like, you're passing.
Especially when you're younger. Where it's like, yo, you got the Axe body spray.
Oh,
the Visine. Because you had like a whole kit. You had a whole bag.
All the time. All the time.
The glasses kit that you would have. Yeah. It'd be like your glasses that, like, you had everything in it, didn't you?
Oh, my glasses.
Oh,
yeah,
you got eye infection from there.
Yeah, my contacts. I used to keep my weed in my contact cases, and I just swap them out like nothing.
Yeah.
And then,
Learning. That was a nug.
It's the learning experience,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. Yeah, no.
But you know what? To your point, though, I think that once that sort of consumer product market comes out, when you have like THC drinks and all stuff,
that's
when I think you're going to see a big... Just because of people being curious, be like, oh, let's see how this works. But
they're not good. That's what it is. They said this year or next year. I think it's supposed to be this year. The edibles are supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think this does understand. There's going to be a lot of people calling me like, I'm way too fucking
high. You know edibles, there needs to be a warning. And I think in California, because I heard this on the church, they stopped doing all the...
Like the
there's a limit.
And stuff like that. There's no more 500 milligrams.
Yeah,
where
they had
the
250 milligrams stars of death.
Yeah, I had a
200
chocolate bar once.
You did?
Yeah, I literally went in comatose. I was like...
Yeah.
I was like driving on my way to Niagara Falls. I literally go, my buddy
goes,
he's like, I'm going to come pick you up, all right? And I was like, sweet. He's like, I ate the chocolate bar. I'm like, all right, they're going to be here in a little bit. Because we were going to Oshawa. They're coming from Niagara Falls. So he's literally going, and he's driving there. He's like, yo, man, we hit a shit ton of traffic. And I already ate this chocolate bar. And I'm in my basement. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. And hopefully it just doesn't digest. And I'm like, fuck.
It doesn't digest.
I was like, fuck, I didn't eat dinner at all. Oh. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh.
In a car? Me? That would be the worst.
Dog. I literally walk up. My buddies are here. I like walk upstairs. I'm like, I'm going, mom. She goes, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just tired. And I'm lying to my parents. It's always fun.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, it's just like, I remember breaking my nose in rugby, and then they're like, what happened? Well, I snapped it back into place. They're like, what happened? And it was all red.
You get two black eyes, don't
you? Yeah, yeah. It was close. I didn't get the two black eyes. It just got really swelled all around my nose. And I was just like, what happened? I was like, I cried. Because I knew if I told them I busted my nose, they were being like, they'll be like, no, pussy just walks out. I was like, oh, okay. But
with edibles, the only thing that I'd be curious for, or that I really am interested in, are those... the little gummies that are like 10 milligrams. Like, because then it's like, okay, if nothing happens, if I don't feel anything, okay, I'll just take two more or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. Getting those potent ones, I'll pass on those.
Yeah, I heard Mississauga actually opted out for any stores.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Mississauga, what else is there? Mississauga, Oakville. Yeah, and Brampton's the only one, or within the vicinity of us, anyways. That's going to. Which is nuts, because I used to, like, when weed was, like, before it was, like, whatever, legal, I used to go downtown to grab. There's a couple spots in Mississauga that were opened up, and they were kind of just winging it, right? That there was, like, no tax. There was
Those last couple months, or even that last year, because they're like, we don't even know if we're going to have this whole place once it becomes legalized, right?
Yeah, that was sketchy. That takes balls. I remember I was talking to one of the owners, and he was just like, yeah, like, the landlord's trying to kick us out, because he told the landlord he's opening, like, a herbalpathic center, and then you just start selling dope out the front door, and an open sign, you know what I mean? I'm sure the landlords get flacked for that, too, so it's a whole, it's a whole thing to...
I might sleep on the lake.
Man. You know what? That was like a legendary place.
Man, you can't have like all that stuff together. Like if you go to any other vape lounge, they don't have the TVs. Really bring your gaming system.
Yeah,
like that was like a really chill, relaxing place that I really enjoyed. Like, you know, not everyone can smoke at home, and not everyone wants to smoke at home.
Yeah,
you know,
especially when it's a Thursday night, a Friday night. It's like, chill. Let me do something tonight, and let's go.
We watched some comedy too. Oh man, the comedy. Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Mike Rita. He's a famous Portuguese comedian. Yeah, he's like heavily involved with the Portuguese community.
I think I've seen him. Yeah, what does he do? A comedy show like the Portuguese Boys or something like that?
I can't remember. But he does like a lot of like those fundraiser events.
Okay.
The only thing is that from what I understand, for the most part, he's sort of like a dirty comic, which is fine, which is what I like. But I think for those fundraiser type events, like they want you to be a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Clean jokes are always hard to come up with.
Dude, I remember he sang...
You have to be smart.
He sang the whole Pokemon theme song one night up on stage with, like, a duet with some other guy. And was it Rudo? Possibly the funniest thing I've ever... Oh, like, he was going all out. He knew every single word. He had to track it. Killing it. He was killing it, man.
Damn.
That guy... I've never seen that guy suck, man. Like, every time. Yeah. Like, he'd riff off the crowd or his written material. Yeah. Like, it was some...
I seen him roast a guy, and it was so... It was one of his, like, comedy buddies, too.
Oh, really?
It was that short Jewish guy that did the voiceover for one of the Arthur characters. You ever remember
talking about that?
It was this short Jewish guy with big glasses who had like a couple jokes. Like he wasn't the worst by any stretch, but he just roasted him. It was just so funny, but it was like, okay, I wonder if they're friends after this.
The best is when Mike Rita, he'd invite people or whatever. He'd be hosting the show, and then the comedian would go up, and he'd kind of interview them afterwards. And before the interview, he'd make them take a dab. So you're looking at these comedians that have taken a dab for the first time in their life, and like their eyes are like rolling back cartoonish.
I would never do that.
You gave them huge ones, too.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
It's like stirring some guy passed out.
Yeah.
Were you there?
There was one guy, he was
up on stage just sort of riffing. I think it was like he was like presenting and hosting, bringing up other acts. And one of the guests, he wasn't a comedian, but one of the like people there, he did a dab at the bar. He stood up from his seat at the bar and literally just he's folded like a chair, just collapsed. Yeah, and then he started roasting the guy that went. It was so funny. But you know what? Like, that place, there's so much, like, secondhand high going on. You have to be on...
I went there sober once, and I didn't smoke, and I definitely left, like, you know...
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, even though it's ventilated and stuff like that, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it just passed... Like, you sit right beside the ventilation, like, comes all towards you, like, oh,
I wonder how that convenience store next door is doing. Probably bankrupt. You go in there, it's all weed memorabilia, Bob Marley t-shirts.
Holy fuck, that was so
dollar
funny.
Candies and they definitely individually.
They capitalized on that one. That
so
was
so smart, man.
You guys if you buy two more, I'll give you 30 cents off.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. I knock out without the 30 cents anyway.
Yeah. That's fucking jokes.
Oh yeah, man. That place was great, man.
Good. But yeah, I got rid of my game system.
Oh yeah.
What do you got rid of your game system?
I had a PS4 and I sold it.
You're done, eh? Yeah. You're not gaming?
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm game.
Yeah,
I was gonna bring it upstairs.
I was hitting it pretty hard, and it wasn't like having a negative impact on my thing, but I was just like, you know what, like, let me start filling my time with more stuff, you know. And I liked it. I liked playing it. I was really big into FIFA, as you know, but I was just like, yeah, like, simply, like, let me just try out and do another shit.
Nice.
But I sold it. That was my thing, because before, even, I was like, okay, let me just, like,
I'll unplug it
in my closet. But then I'm like, you know what, like, I'll just play, and then next thing you know, it's like, because I could easily spend, like, an entire Saturday just playing all day.
Oh,
yeah?
I've done it. Oh.
That's what would happen. Wow. And you know what, like, I'm sure as you guys know, like, I'm trying to develop my YouTube channel and shit like that. I would like to replace that time with, you know, doing stuff that's sort of productive.
Do you ever do any, like, Twitch streaming or anything like that?
It was just an excuse for me to play more.
Oh, okay.
And I said this with my podcast with Jordan, I discovered two ingredients that go really well together, and that's weed and video games. So I would just, like, get high and play video games, and I would stream, but I'm not talking, I'm not doing anything, I'm just sitting there with my eyes open, playing, and I'm like, this isn't interesting at all.
That's
funny. No one's gonna watch this.
Yeah, man, I haven't bought the last system I bought was a PS2, man. That's how long ago. I haven't played a video game. I haven't had a PSN, or I've never had a PSN account. I've never had an Xbox account.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no,
it's
never.
It's not for you, eh?
It just wasn't for me, man. I don't know, like, dude, I just didn't play. Not that I did anything productive with my time.
Yeah.
Like, not playing. Like, I was still fucking around and doing nothing.
Catch up on your TV shows.
But, dude, not even TV, man. Like, lots of podcasts. There's endless times where I'll sit on the couch, TV off, just podcast on, and just listening. You know, I can almost, like, I like the way your imagination takes you almost.
Yeah, and it's escapism, because you're suddenly 100%. Part of that conversation.
It feels like, did you see the meme where it's like, what's it like to listen to a podcast? And it's a kid eating cereal with a cardboard cutout of, like, other kids beside him. And it's like, what it's like to listen to a podcast? And he's, like, pretending to be friends,
like,
with these cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
funny.
It's kind of what it feels like, but no, definitely.
What are your, I think I've asked you this before, what are some of your favorite ones that you listen to?
Podcast, like, right now, what's killing it for me is, like, Legion of Skanks. That's my number one, with, like, Dave Smith, like, Louis J. Gomez.
They're all comedians. Like, comedians are really killing
comedians.
It for that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there's Joe Rogan, which is good.
I'm trying to think.
Sure. By far.
Is he, do you know if he's, like, the biggest in the world?
I know.
Like, is he the most
popular? People say Adam Carolla is up there, but I've never listened to a single Adam Carolla podcast. And same with Marc Maron. What the fuck?
He had Obama.
That was a good one.
That was crazy. He has some good ones.
Obama's
he has, like,
podcaster.
Some celebrity guests.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, whoa, like, that's pretty crazy. It's always nice, like, and the first, I literally remember the first podcast I ever listened to. Do you guys know a guy, Charlamagne the God?
Heard of. Yeah, is that a rapper?
Yeah, no, but he's in that, like, hip-hop community.
Okay.
He has a morning talk show called The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yes, that's where I'm from.
He's just, like, a radio host, but he's really funny, and so I was just like, okay, like, he has this thing called a podcast, I'll check it out. And so I'm looking at all these episodes, and there was one with, like, him and Vinny Guadagnino from Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, cool. Like, so I clicked that, and then I remember I was doing homework, but I wasn't really focusing on doing my homework, even though it was just audio. I was just, like, really into what he was saying, right? Because it was one of those things where it's like, oh, what's he up to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, that was pretty much the first one. So I think that was probably the first one I downloaded and that I tuned into regularly. But then, of course, you figure out Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Let me know if you guys feel the same. Did you... like, your first encounter with Joe Rogan was Fear Factor, right?
Yeah.
Like, because he's been doing comedy for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was watching his earlier stuff. I'm like, and then yeah. the latest one that came out.
Trigger's a good one. I like that.
The to
one
be
that
fair, just came out, I don't know he's not my favorite.
Yeah, definitely
he's
not
my
favorite.
He's obviously the best. He's such an awesome guy, but like he's not my favorite type of comedy style.
Find you for me, anyways. I have to be in an audience to enjoy comedy. Like comedy on Netflix or TV, it just
it's
doesn't
not
the do
same.
It.
It's amusing. No. It's not really funny.
Exactly.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
There's a couple that I've died. Like I can't remember the name of it, but the Dave Chappelle one.
Yeah, there's some classics.
Like,
there's
some,
classics,
like,
you know what I mean?
Sprinkle some crack on, let's get out of here. So many punchlines. Like, he's got some hilarious ones.
I remember the OG was, what was that guy's name in, when we were in elementary school?
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, right?
Oh,
he was the OG.
He was
when they
vicious
animated.
Circle?
Yeah.
One where it's just a circle. Oh, he was doing stadiums. He was so
popular. He was huge.
Doing movies.
Like, every YouTube clip,
and I heard
clip,
his
like,
fucking brother
movies.
Scammed him out of
Oh, yeah. What podcast did he say? Was he on the Joe Rogan and said that?
No,
he was on, I heard
I
him on something.
Joe was talking about it with another comedian.
Yeah.
It may have been like Bill Burr. I can't remember. I'm not exactly
It was
sure.
with Bill Burr.
Was
I
it?
Like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's good. Yeah.
He's really good.
He's amazing.
He's funny. He's a funny-ass angry comic.
Yeah.
But he's like, obviously, that's sort of like his act. Like, he's always like, what the fuck is the deal?
And F is for Family is also really good.
I've never watched that.
No? Oh, man. I literally watch every episode.
I don't like the animation, man. If I don't like the graphics or animation of something, I can't get into it.
And
I don't know why F for Family just doesn't. Same with The Simpsons. Like, I can't get into The Simpsons because I don't like the animation. Maybe I'm uncultured, but like, you know, I'm into a Family Guy or.
Don't like
even
the
Futurama
yellow people
or
South Park.
South Park is undeniably funny. It is the. When they were walking around with their balls and wheelbarrows to get like testicular cancer to get a marijuana prescription was like the funniest shit I've ever seen, hands down.
Yeah,
that's a good episode.
Yeah, I gotta get back on it. But you know what other comedian I like is Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, okay.
Do you know him?
My mom went to go see him.
He's
recently.
Sort of like a family-ish type. But he's not clean.
He's not clean, but
he's not
wholesome.
Clean, but he's not like, he doesn't talk about like doing coke or like fucking girls or whatever. But he's really good. I don't know. There's something about him that I like. He's very, very physical and like animated, but.
That's how Dane Cook was. That's why everyone loved him.
Yeah.
He's so different than everyone else.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Oh,
first
he's
one
got
I
so many
to was
classic
Dave Chappelle.
Jokes. Yeah.
I remember on my PSP, I literally had a Dave Chappelle.
PSP. I had different videos on my PSP.
That was impossible to get those videos. They had to go to like a special website for PSP.
I had a website that
You had to. There's only like a few that work. You can go to like
where you can download
streams.
Oh man, I literally had to. I bought the actual like
what you're buying
disc.
Like porno discs.
For Dane Cook.
For Dave Chappelle.
Oh, Dave Chappelle. Sorry.
And
that
I
was hilarious.
Like, man, this is unreal. I just kept watching. I was like, man, this guy's so funny.
Yeah,
and
Chappelle Show hilarious.
I bought the season. I was like, I saw it. I was like, oh my god, this is $10. I bought it and I. Watched it every single night. When I was up there, I was like, geez. I was up in doing Forest Firefighting. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to watch this on my late nights. And I was like, oh. My
How's
God,
Forest Firefighting been?
Not too bad. I didn't do it this year because, I fought off fucking 3 bears with a chainsaw.
That's so wild, dude.
And then I kind of went into a fucking trip. So didn't come out of it for 4 days and shit.
When are you going back? You going back next year? Next summer?
Yeah, hopefully. I contacted them, but they said I got to apply everywhere because I kind of backed out I could have taken a leap of absence, but at the time I was just like, man, I don't even know if I could take this leap of absence. Just like, don't save my spot. Like, I'll reapply and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they start calling people in February to April. So February to March is when they start calling people again, but I just did the closer areas. So I did North Bay, Sudbury, and Halliburton for sure, and Chaplow. Everything that's less than 8 hours away.
But you legit had contact with bears?
Oh yeah, man.
That's so wild, man.
They're not bad too because they're black bears. If you were fucking, if it was a grizzly,
I've heard that like you get in contact with the mother and she's with her cubs.
Oh yeah,
like,
there was a mom and 2 cubs. That's what it was. They like came because you know it was.
Were they sniffing around? They're
sniffing around.
They
we weren't getting rid
you?
Of our garbage enough. Like I literally told our crew, I remember being like, "Yo, we gotta." Like, we have so much garbage. There's chipmunks ripping through our shit. They're going through all our stuff. Like, we gotta, like, even leaving the grill out and stuff and not cleaning the grill.
Yeah.
Like, I went my first 2 years with, like, the most hardcore guys you could possibly be with. Like, one guy wanted me to go
down. Isn't it better that way, though?
Oh, I love it. Like, that's how my
dad... Like, the hardcore, at least you know that you have peace of mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's how it is with even work, too. Like, I want a boss that's going to tell me what to do. I want someone that's going to notify me what to do. Because then if I get put in charge, like, I get this thing where, like, I'm kind of, like, trying to please everyone at the same time, but at the same time, I'm
It's good enough.
Yeah.
I get like that sometimes. And then for shit that I'm not, like passionate about, I'll be like, fuck it, it's good.
Because that's what he was talking about. My crew leader, he's like, just, like the last one that was easygoing. And he's like, just, like, we were all talking, he's like, oh, yeah, you guys make pretty, he's talking to the crew members. I was a crew boss. I moved up pretty quickly, too. I think that was another thing that offset me. But, just a lot of stress. But then, he's literally just like, oh yeah, you guys would be okay, crew leaders. And I was like, I think I'll be pretty good. And he looks at me, he'd be like, you'd be a fucking Nazi sergeant. And I was like, what do you mean? He's just like, man, I see how you work. Like, the way you work, you have to have it.
But is that a bad thing?
That's what I was
thinking. It's like, okay, better. Thanks, I guess. Yeah. Like, you know, if you start, it's like, okay, sorry, I care. I don't know. Like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, for real. That's what it was. But I was just like, I don't know. The guy was okay, but it was just like more like he just didn't give a fuck about the actual fire. And,
yeah.
Like, pointed out and like really being there.
So what were your like day-to-day activities that you had to do? Like, what were you doing when you wake up?
Okay, yeah. So...
It was like being, like, actually on a fire. Remember you telling me the story of, like, how the fire travels actually, like, under the ground through the roof
systems
and stuff like that? That's insane.
So wild. Yeah.
So So you get a call. So let's say you're on call. You're either in a truck or you're on the helicopter. It's not like you're flying around looking for fire. So sick. It's already...
So sick.
So you're literally sitting there at the base and they go, hey, we got a smoke report. You guys got to go out and look for it. It's in this general area. Or if it's really dry, they'll actually just, like, send you out, and you just look for smokes, and you'll be like, hey, over there, and you go all the way up to Sudbury pretty close, and it's crazy how much helicopters take. Like, I know Bill Burr's talked about it on Joe Rogan. It takes no time to get anywhere.
That's
like,
awesome.
It would be, oh, man. There are flying cars. They're fucking helicopters. Yeah. That's what they're fucking right? That's what you have to think about it as.
Imagine helicopter highways.
Oh. You sketch that. Someone's cutting you off with fucking blades.
Too many assholes.
Yeah. So yeah, so you go, you get the smoke report, you get in the helicopter. Usually our helicopters are EC-130, so they're smaller helicopters. So they only fit 3 people, but we have groups of 4 crews. So we pack 4 boxes of hose, which each have 100 lengths in them. We pack a pump, we pack axes and shovels, and we pack a toolbox, some water, and our 24-hour kits in our bags.
Yeah.
So our 24-hour kits have all the clothes that we need for 24 hours. And then we get stuff sent in for, like, the next 14 days. Because we're allowed to stay out on a line for up to 20 days. It's 14 on a fire. And then you got to get switched off. You at least have to have 2 days off. But so, like, you're going up to this... You're going... All right. You're, like, looking out on the horizon. You're just trying to spot, like, the tiniest little thing.
Yeah.
And so there was this one time where we're flying out. And I'm looking around. And I just was just like, is that it right there? And one of the guys points that out, and it's just this huge smoke. And I'm like, holy smokes, we finally get up to it. And, like, you see everything from the top. He's just like, this is huge. And then the helicopter pilot is usually the guy, like, because he knows where he is in the air. He knows how high he is. So he's just like, oh, that looks around, like, 2 hectares, you know, 2 football fields. So you call it in. You go, hey, it's moving at rank 2. That means the fire. So there's different ranks. It starts from 1. It goes all the way to 6. They just add, 1 to 6 or 1 to 5. They just added 1. That's why I'm kind of a little confused. Mm-hmm. But when it's at 5 or 6, it is literally making its own weather. Like you see down in California, God, where you see like those, they're like tornadoes.
Right? Yeah.
It just like the wind just starts pulling towards it because the fire is so big that it actually, like, it steals the air from around it.
I didn't know.
And it rushes everything.
It's so wild, man.
It's crazy, man. And that's like, so you'll see it and you go, okay, well, we need to find a pumping source because we got to lay down our pumps. So after we do the whole report, what kind of trees it's going through, we got to look at the safety areas because, like, if that fire picks up, if the wind picks up, you got to jump into a lake, you got to go into a rock patch, you got to go into a poplar stand because they're trees that are high up and they don't really burn very well, those trees. It's like a trembling aspens. They're like white trees. Not the birch. Because those birch, the ones that with the skin.
Those are flammable.
Yeah. They're.
That's what I remember. Oh, man. Yeah.
And even, but yeah. And you land the helicopter and you just hand bomb everything out of. This guy leaves. And he goes, I'm going to go get your last crew member. And do you need anything else? He goes, then you say, yeah, we need at least like 10 more packs of hose. We need this, this, and this. And they're like, we're definitely going to be here. So bring our blue bags and see if you can grab food. Because in our 24-hour kits, we only have food for that day and in the morning. So 24 hours.
Yeah. And what's the food like?
Amazing. Dude, like you can get whatever you want. You can get
But what do you mean? Like steaks, how do you store it?
Steaks, the coolers. They bring you coolers. Those Yeti coolers. Oh. They give you like Coleman's chuck out of an airplane cooler.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No,
I thought it was like it space food.
Yeah.
It's like because you're in bad, harsh conditions.
In 24-hour kits, you can put those, which is the best I find. Everyone's like, oh, they taste so bad.
There's not an option.
We're not at Four Seasons.
Yeah.
But man, this is what they do. They literally, people will pack spaghetti and they'll pack sauce. We'll make spaghetti at night. Yeah, we have grills and stuff. Cool. But like, if you're on a fire for a long time, you can be like, motherfucker, I want steak every night. And they will bring you steak every night. Like this motherfucker right here, eating 5,000 calories, he could probably do it.
Yeah.
Because they could send you that much food. If you ask for it, we're like, hey, we're going to need this many steaks. They send you steaks that are like the size of a dinner plate.
Holy shit, those tomahawk ones.
Oh, yeah.
What are you cooking them? You cooking them over open fire or do you have a little grill
bring? Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's already dry as hell, right? So we have made a fire pit before, but it was, I don't know, we had a lot of time on that fire just because when the fire burns deep, like I said, so these fires can start anyway. These fires can start by person or they can start by lightning strikes. All right, lightning strikes are like one of the most common. Well, it's actually people, but the most common naturally cause. You know, you can't really find anything else. But it's
isn't that how California started?
I think California was cigarettes.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's how dry.
You know what's so weird? People, don't get me wrong. Like, I've smoked cigarettes at one point in my life, so I get it. But like, there's littering's not allowed, but people just fucking flick those butts
like
wherever they want. Man, and they go into sewers, they clog out our drain systems.
I clean out a plaza, I work in Woodbridge, and out of this place called Big Cannoli, every weekend on Monday, after the weekend, there is like 60 cigarettes all in one corner when there's a budded ashtray right at the top.
Yeah, they never use it.
And it's weird because cigarettes go out like they're supposed to go self out. Like when you throw them out, they're supposed to slowly die down really quickly, actually. It's not even that slowly. But you just have to think about how dry it is in California.
Mm-hmm.
Like California used
to be. It rains 10 times a year, whatever. Yeah. Like so few.
But they used to have a lot of trees over there too, they say. But they just log the shit out of that place. Wow. That's what happens. Even like. That's why you get terrible wildfires and everything. Like, you got to think about it too. They have earthquakes, but they have mudslides and stuff because none of that ground's held in by root systems anymore.
It's all loose dirt,
right? So if rain starts falling, it's going to start. And that's what's happened in BC and stuff. Like, I got sent out to BC 2 years ago, and like, they're like, oh yeah, you guys are going to this cut block. And on the opposite side of this cut block, it's just killing it. Like, there's pine beetle in the trees. There's beetle that eats away at the core and it kills all the trees and makes them dead.
Oh,
but
wow.
They're just matches. They're literally matches, these trees.
Holy shit, eh?
And there's just hectares and hectares of these trees that are just, like,
that's crazy.
Literally about to die. And, like, but it's amazing, man. You get out there. And then what you do is you land, you wrap the fire, you spray around the fire, and then every day or so you work in 20 feet, 2 feet, you know, see how much as you could do. And like, you could be on a fire for up to 14 days or you can be on a fire. Like, you don't really get to the center. If it's that bad, like in Algonquin Park, they'll give you like an egg scanner where it's a thermal camera. You'll be in the helicopter, like looking down, seeing where the hotspots is. And then when you like throw toilet paper at it, and then you're supposed, so the people on the ground can find it. You GPS it just in case.
Oh, okay. You try
looking for it because you can't find, like sometimes it burns inside a tree.
Yeah.
And that tree could just light up and then the wind could take and it could just keep going.
Wow.
So it's crazy, man. I really enjoy it. Like, just like everything about it. Like, it was hard because I was just like, how could I make this, like this not a good paying job, but how could I ever make this a career? And survive in the winter, like that's what it is. Like, if I could do it, like I would do it all summer long. Mm-hmm. I do it, but like, I love the winter because like I could do the working in Ontario and then going all the way to Australia and just living my life in the summer. But like, I love the winter.
And that's the thing. They ship you around, right? Like, weren't you? Yeah. You went up to BC to firefight. Yes. Did you go to California at all?
No, they don't send you there.
Oh, they don't send you there?
Kill guys there.
No, isn't it a conflict with working in Canada and working in the US? No.
You have the same fitness standards. So some guys went to, where'd they go? They went to Yellowstone. I don't know. One of those. Yeah,
Yellowknife or something?
Yeah. No, we've been to Yellowknife. But
Little Brother.
Oh, is it California? Big Bear?
Big Bear. I said Big Brother. Yeah.
But yeah, they'll send you there. It's just like California's a little sketchy because different sort of firefighting. Mm-hmm. Literally their hand tool.
Different climate, right?
Different climate. Yeah. Like, we go out to BC, and, like, we're known as the pump guys, because we know everything. That pump's not working. We know how much water to get to it. We know how to dam things. So, like, if you have a terrible water source, but it's a running creek, if you dam that creek, and you watch the water as it's damming, and it's rising quite fast, you go, I could put a pump here, or I could dig a hole, and I could find water, and I could lay a tarp underneath it to put it in, and I could soak that water in.
Wow.
And, like, you got to think about clever ways. That's what it was. It was, okay, this is what we got to do. We got to go this way. And it's just so much planning. But at the same time, it's all, like, okay, you got to do this, this, and this. And then you're like, holy shit, there's a burning tree right at the edge of the fire line. And if it falls over on this side, it's going to start burning everything on this side, even though we laid it. I remember this one guy, Steve.
Oh, Steve. Steve. Fucking Steve.
And he's a newfie. He's, like, 5 foot. I used to play darts with the guy. He was my crew boss for 2 years. And he literally goes, he's just like, John, you got to watch me. I got to take down this tree. Just tell me which way it's going to fall.
Hey.
And this tree is burning in the center. Literally has,
and he's cutting it down?
Holding onto a bark. And he's cutting it, watching it. And I'm 2 tree lengths away because that's how far you go to get. But if this tree starts falling his way or starts, he won't see it. Like when you're up close, you're like, is it falling? Like, you can't really tell. So you need to have someone watching you. And I remember seeing him cutting it and, like, him just, like, slowly start walking away because it starts to bend. And as it starts to bend, the center of the tree snaps and it folds, like, it's just folds. It's like a folding chair. Oh, it's like, and it just crumbles to the ground. He's like, man, if that went the other way, we would have been done because it would have been on the other line. We would have burnt the hose. We would have been taking it. I was like, man, you got balls doing that. But, like, that's what they do up there, right? But, like, man, even working with the chainsaw, like, learning how motors work again, it's so, I don't know, it's so,
seems like so a manly.
It is extremely manly. Like, that's what it is, too. It's just, it's so fun to work things out. Like, fuck, my pump's not working. Like, what the fuck's wrong with this motor? Take out the spark plug. Fucking, you pull the cord, the fucking cord breaks. You're like, what the fuck am I gonna do? They teach you all that shit. Oh, yeah, for real. They lead, like, you have a toolbox. It's like, if anything fucks up, like, you got 4 spark plugs in there, you got rope, you got a whole bunch of shit where you're like, you can just.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, though. Yeah. But it's like, then there's downtime, too, right? Like, in April, it's slow as fuck.
Yeah.
You're literally just in a truck. They'll be like, hey, drive an hour that way and then come back before work ends.
What I didn't realize is there's like fires every summer. I remember talking to you and I'm like, oh, how do you know when there's a fire? And you're just like, there always is. There's never a summer without one. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, really? Yeah.
It's natural life, right?
That's what it is. I didn't even think about that though. So
There's trees that are serotonous. So they literally need to burn to procreate, to keep going.
Oh, like fertilize the ground and stuff like that.
To release. So if you look at an acorn, acorns actually open up when it's hot because they drop seedlings.
Okay.
So if you take an acorn and you just burn it, it's not like that's the seed. That's like the holding of, it's like the fruit.
It's a pod, yeah.
Yeah, it's the pod, and then it just leaks out the seeds, and like, it's amazing. Like, so you have to get hot, fires really hot, but like, when you go up to that soil, you feel it, you're like, man, this is the purest soil you can possibly, this is pure carbon.
It's like soft as shit.
Yeah, it's so, oh man, you could. There's pits that are made. There's ash pits that you can fall into. They're like 6 feet deep. People have been burned in there, like alive.
Wow.
Because they just fell in. They didn't see it.
It's like an inferno.
Yeah, because I was doing one where I was like, oh, this moss seems dry. I throw the hose on it, and it starts smoking. And I was like, what the hell? I start ripping, and it just bursts up.
What?
And a piece of water landed on my ear, and I actually got 2-degree burns, second-degree burn on my ear. And I was like, hold, my skin was peeling and shit. And I'm like,
that quick,
and it just went right down. It just kept digging and digging in there, the fire, because it had enough oxygen it had enough drive.
Does it get oxygen from like the soil and shit?
No, it's all like from little holes, but it can get a little bit.
Because I was always thinking, like, how does a fire like sustain underneath the ground?
It smolders, like it's literally just smoke. It literally just works off like the areas that it's burned. It's trying to take care from there.
Yeah.
But they work from the tree, like they'll just go through root systems. It's crazy. Like when you see a tree that's been lightning struck, you're like, it looked like a demon climbed up that tree and just took like a fucking. Like, you know the Grim Reaper axe? And just dragged it down. And it's just like, holy fuck, man. It looks like someone just carved a nail. It's amazing. You look at these trees, you're like, and it's usually the highest tree.
Yeah.
Highest, driest tree. You're like, oh, that's where it is. Because sometimes it doesn't start at that tree. It could go around the ground, find a drier tree, and just pop right up somewhere else.
That's so nuts.
And this, it's 2 weeks, right? So in a 2 week span, if that lightning, and like they get a shit ton of dry lightning up there. Where it's just like, it's just lightning storm and then no rain. I remember being in Algonquin Park on top of this, perched on top of this hill with like this weird pond that was like literally, we're like, oh fuck, the water source is a kilometer away.
Yeah.
And we're all like, fuck, we gotta hump hose that far. It's gonna be take forever, this fire. And then we ended up going there and there was this little creek right at the top. We're like, no way. And I remember sitting there with my buddy Patey and we were watching this like lightning storm happen in front of us.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit, like, this is beautiful. And like underneath stars too, because like the lightning is so much further.
That's
wow. You see things that...
There's certain things that are just amazing and can't explain. Like I remember in this past summer I was in Portugal and there was like a meteor shower. So I'm literally in like paradise sitting on our balcony and I'm looking up at the sky and there's like shooting stars happening every 30 seconds.
Wow.
You see shooting stars. It was just like, this is like the most insane thing I've ever seen. And of course, because it's not as, you know, developed as certain, well, I'm making it sound like it's third world, but it doesn't have like a huge metropolis or anything. So like you can, the light pollution's pretty good. You can, cause it's over the ocean that you're seeing it from.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy crap, this is insane.
Yeah. Just going to that
You must
place.
Have the best view of the stars and stuff.
Oh like yeah. That. Like that's why I literally got, I felt like a child. It was 2 years ago. I made a Christmas list, so I was like, I want a fucking telescope.
No, I want a telescope too.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a telescope cool, in
but
a
I know I wouldn't use it that much.
So you'd be looking at your neighbor's window. Like, yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up, baby? Is that an aviola? But no, it's, the blood moon was out. The wolf blood moon was out not too long. And allegedly, you can see, there was a meteor that hit the moon, and you can see a video of it, and like just the puff smokes up, because people were watching it really closely, and like you can attach cameras to your telescopes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
But, like, some people have some crazy telescopes.
Yeah,
I did. Making those thousands and thousands of bucks for the good ones.
I wanted a camera that could take pictures of the stars just because I think it's
pretty. You see that Canon camera where they show like the zoom in and it like they zooms in onto the moon and it looks like it's it really looks like you're like 10 feet away and then it zooms out and it's like.
Whoa, the size
of a pinhead, you know?
Those lenses
are they
as much as houses. They're really? So intense. Yeah.
Wow.
You have no idea.
Yeah, my buddy.
They're
does that
so
stuff.
Insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's out of his world.
I don't know, but just going to like a place like Portugal too, like you see like beauties that you wouldn't see here. Like Canada, 150 years old? People came here like 200 years ago, 300 years ago. Like it's not like there's beautiful things like in nature, but man, when you see spectacles of like what those people made, like, go to Rome and you're like, Greece, all those places, you're like, they made this with shovels?
Yeah. Like, it's so nuts, you know, seeing everything that happens. And I've never been to Italy, but if you go to like places like the Sistine Chapel where it's like, there's so much time and effort put into everything.
Oh, man.
Because even like you look up at the ceilings, they obviously have the largest ceilings you've ever seen. So you see font, and then my parents went and they said that the letters on the ceiling are actually 6 feet tall, 6 feet long. But from down below, they just, it just shows the scale.
It just looks like regular font.
That letter is actually 6 feet long. But
that's how high up they are. Right?
Yeah, that's how high up it is. It's just insane. And think of the scaffoldings back then. Right? Like, how sketchy is that? Sketches.
Michelangelo just laying on it.
Well, apparently he like broke his back trying to like paint this.
It's just like 15 guys like stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, he's like bent backwards.
Oh, jeez.
I would at least make something so I could lay down. But I guess he had to like look at it and then like get back at it. Man, those guys were but just amazing. Like you go, I think it's the Duomo, and they have these marble flowers on the ground and you're like one motherfucking person came here and they handmade these. Every single one. There's
so much money. So, like, they could pay these artisans to just, hey, spend the next 10 years. 10 years making marble flowers. And, like, okay, it's a gig. You know what I mean? So I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And definitely slaves. Slaves is like the pyramids would be a slave. Rome was definitely built the only way. Half those 100%, people.
A lot of those people, they were given offers they could not obviously refuse, but
they couldn't accept them either. Yeah. They just had to go through with it.
I know. But there's still a bunch of places that I want to go around the world, obviously. My cousin just came back from Thailand.
Oh,
which looks like a sick place to go.
What's the capital of Thailand?
What's that?
What's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok. That's what we're going there for, right?
That joke we've done 100 times.
But, I like to go to those places. Yeah, it's cheap, good weather. You know, I can imagine the food's good. You know, you just got to look out for women in their Adam's apple. He took a video of one, like a Snapchat. And it was this lady boy that was getting something at a convenience store, but it looked like a girl. And then you see its face, you're like, that is not. Yo, a girl.
Some of them look perfect, man. You've seen some of those lady boys, and they look indistinguishable. And it's like, yeah.
Is it really?
I guess you think it's twice.
Yeah. Who cares?
In 20 years, they won't care, right?
As long as they have gentle hands,
bigger calluses than you.
Yeah.
Ribbed for your pleasure. But yeah, man. No, like, the pictures you took in Portugal on those beaches, like, those rocks. Yeah, like, you think about those rocks are shaped from the ocean moving back and forth.
Yep.
And they're like
hundreds and hundreds of years hundreds erosion. Of years.
Yeah.
You know, like a dinosaur and you're right, because it doesn't rain that much down there. So it literally is just like the moist wind that goes through it and the ocean, because the tide obviously rises during the seasons and stuff like that. So it's really, really crazy. Yeah. And it's just a natural wonder. But,
where would you want to go if you had to go anywhere?
If I could go anywhere, Italy, definitely. If I could go to... I'd like to go to Peru, see that Machu Picchu thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks amazing. And just a lot of those ancient cities, you know, Greece would be up there as well. Santorini looks beautiful. But I also want to go to Japan. I think Japan would be really cool.
Yeah.
I know someone that just went, and literally just like posted, she had one of those like Instagram stories that were just like dots, because there's so many. Yeah. But it was actually cool, because you get to see of like, okay, if I did go there, what would I be eating? What would I be doing? And
what do you think those little sleeping pods they have in Japan? I was looking at
it. Wait, what is that?
They have like, so instead of like a hotel room, it's literally like it's like a nook, a hole in the wall, and there's three of them high, and it's about like a 4x4 hall, and it's just, that's all you rent, that's all you stay in.
That's actually
pretty
cool. There,
you sleep, and then you kind of get out, and you're like walking around the city for, I don't know, the majority of the day, obviously. They're like, I think they're like, whatever. I was watching this one YouTube channel. It's like $20 US a night kind of thing. And that's how you kind of stay in the city.
I mean,
for
first thing
cheap.
That comes to mind is like, how sanitary is it?
Yeah, yeah.
But Japan's a very clean city.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be claustrophobic. You know what I mean? Like a 4x4. It's like 6 feet by 4x4.
But if you're
four.
A backpacker, like, that's who all, the hell that's cares? All you, need, you know? Right? That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah. We were looking at going skiing in Japan, actually. It was either like Whistler or Japan, and we thought we were gonna go all out this year. Then it was just like the price was getting up to like $7,000, $8,000 a person.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't really stomach that one, you know, especially when Whistler's like just across the country.
So
like
when you guys run Whistler?
Flight. Tuesday, yeah.
Wow, are you guys pumped?
Oh, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. The weather's looking proper. Everything's looking good.
So weather's, it's like warmer than here, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just hovers around zero, to be honest. It doesn't really get lower than minus 10 at all. And the conditions look proper, so.
And it's like the best skiing in the world, right?
So, man, it's like, it's definitely like, top five? Yeah. Top five in the world, and the best part is it's domestic. You know, you're not doing any money exchanges. You're kind of going there with your regular
language,
credit cards.
No language barriers.
Okay, the craziest thing, 80% of the people there, Australian.
Yeah, you think
really?
That you're a
you think you go into Australia.
Oh, I might.
Every single one.
Not this year, pop my ball, but
Aussies seem to be into those, like, extreme sports. And
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with the surfing sports, and, like, the, you know what I mean?
They make good money, though, too. A lot of them just go there to party. That's what it is. Because they make...
Whistler,
mate.
I'm going to miss Whistler.
Yeah. Call that Australia.
Australia. Oh,
yeah,
I believe
that's what we're talking about. It was actually Australia's day the other day.
In Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's just like extending the visa as far as she possibly can.
I heard it's easy
to
get a visa.
She's seeing a guy there, so I think they'll find loopholes like if you get married or whatever. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's easy to get a visa for like Australia, Canada, you know what I mean? Like UK, things like that. But.
They said that it's going to be, they're trying to make it so it's us in the UK will be able to go work there without getting visas. You go there because we're all part of the monarch. That's why the Canada was kind of thinking about leaving it.
Yeah.
And
I bet you the U.S. would somehow be pissed about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, we send good talent to the U.S. Like, all the technology companies, oh, hopefully they fucking come here, but...
Mm-hmm. Let's like Amazon. Oh, yeah. But I don't think they...
I think it was Donald Trump.
The problem is that it's expensive to have a residence here, to work here. There's a lot of taxes involved. Yeah. Foreign policy taxes, so it's just easier for them to... I don't remember where. I think, wasn't it like Oregon was like one of the other places that they were going to go, so...
They have... Their headquarters is in Victoria, BC, their other one.
Amazon?
Yeah, they have a coast. They have each one on each side of the coast.
Yeah.
So that's why Toronto was one of the top ones. But the one thing that really intrigued them was our healthcare system.
Yeah.
Because, like, free healthcare is...
Okay, a lot for their employees, the best, I guess.
But, yeah.
Yeah,
benefits packages and stuff like that.
It's a lot better up here.
Well, anyways, we're just about an hour, which is crazy. I think this is gonna cut me off eventually. But thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Bryson.
Perfect. Thank you, man.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll have you guys on. I don't know. Do you guys want to plug anything? I don't know.
No, not really.
Catch them on the interwebs, guys. All right. Thanks so much. Cheers.